95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Yeah. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Reach it.
In Monroe, I believe Louisiana, a group of current and former town residents came to the town council chambers Tuesday night to unveil the contents of a time capsule.
Oh, I love those.
I do, too, in general.
Yeah.
This time capsule was from 30 years ago.
That's not a time capsule.
It's not really a lot changed in the last.
Not really.
There were thank you letters, stick figure drawings, large illustrations of monsters.
Oh, cool. Now that's important.
Photographs, a friendship bracelet, a small pink comb, an apron. Leaflets, old newspaper clippings were all scattered in the 30-year-old PVC container that was buried.
From 1992.
Well, here's what I found interesting, because this was before the internet.
Okay, right, sure.
Do you remember before the internet? It's hard.
I am really hard-pressed to think that, like, to figure out what movie we were going to do. We called the movie phone guy.
Yes, agreed.
You know, or to see what, you know, was on TV. I had to watch that stupid scroll for an hour and a half before your channel came up.
I have one example that was directly related to the internet, and that is when I started working in Los Angeles, we would go get the USA Today.
Oh, yeah.
And we would walk upstairs.
Sure.
And we would open it to the life section and say, what should we do today?
For all my music stuff, I used to go to, I can't even remember, Barnes & Noble or something. They had a lot of international magazines and newspapers. So I would grab those, New Music Express and that kind
of
stuff.
You weren't able to find anything.
No, there wasn't.
Before the internet.
No way.
So 818-955-KLOS is the phone number if you remember the pre-internet days. And how did it affect you? And how has your life changed?
You know, my mom actually totally hated the internet, mainly because my sister would use it to prove her wrong on a regular basis.
That's a huge thing.
It took a long time to figure out why she didn't like instant answers.
Yeah.
We're like, but now you can find out immediately with the internet. And she's like, yeah, she's just proving me wrong.
I don't like it because when we started, we could say anything and a few people would say, those guys are dumb.
Yeah, that's wrong.
Now everyone could look it up.
That's right!
Now everyone can look it up and say you're an idiot. So I don't love the fact-checking part of it with what we say.
Yeah. I had so much more trouble to find your prawn, your free porn. You know, back in the day. That was terrible.
Remember with the, was it 16.6, 28.8, whatever that first speed was with the modem?
Oh, dial-up.
And you try to download a picture, and it took a day and a half.
Oh, I can almost see the nips now. That's pretty exciting.
But before the internet, what is your main memory of life before being able to look everything up?
I used
to have to go, for example, of course, when I went to the high school in the early 1900s, I used to have to go to a library.
Right. I remember
those.
To
get references.
Yeah, exactly.
And look stuff up and try and figure out.
Books.
Yes.
Like paper things.
God forbid, books.
Yeah, I know, right?
818-955-KLOS, the pre-internet days.
I certainly wasn't eating food in the back of the room.
No, of course not. No. We were talking about a group of people who buried a time capsule in 1992. and just dug it up.
Are you supposed to wait 100 years or something?
It's not really a valid test, although it made me think that was before the internet. The internet was the late 90s.
We had our first email in 98 or 99, something like that.
I remember so clearly having to get the USA Today.
Oh, yeah.
And look up the life section and trying to figure out what to talk about.
Yeah, how would you find anything? What were you saying about getting tickets, too?
Oh, yeah. People used to have to, and a lot of people remember this, they used to have to stand in line outside of a Macy's or a record store or something like that.
Yep.
And overnight.
Yeah.
And get tickets to some of the concerts.
As opposed to just getting online.
So Grandpa wants to know what the pre-internet days were like. What are the pre-internet days like?
Yeah, how did you find stuff back in the day?
LA Weekly was my go-to.
The LA Weekly for news? Or for the porn on the back.
For the concerts, for what gigs we're playing.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, that makes sense.
That's right. Yeah.
Wow, those days are different.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you'd have to plan out what you were going to do. You're going to go down to 7-Eleven or wherever to buy it, and then you're going to drive home, and then you're going to open it, and then you're going to, I mean, sheesh. You can do it
a lot of work.
8 seconds now.
Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello, pre-internet.
Well, hi, this is Nadine from Inglewood. I went to UCLA, so we had the Daily Bruin, Sam Goody's in Westwood, and all those movie theaters. So from Thursday through Sunday, it was right there within, like, 2 blocks.
You were almost as fast back then with without the internet as you are now.
Did you talk as fast then?
Yes.
Right on.
Thank you for calling.
Well, I'm glad the world has caught up with you.
Right?
Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
LA Weekly.
LA Weekly again, yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
For what specifically?
All the bands, a million bands in there.
But you had to, like, see a flyer for a concert to know that they were playing.
Oh, yeah. Down on Sunset Strip, they'd start fires. You couldn't walk through them. They were so thick.
Yep.
That's true.
I hear you. Thank you.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Pre-internet days, I can remember having to travel for work and had to get directions from the rental car.
Oh, yeah, directions, right. How were you with the Thomas guide back in the day? I was expert at it. I miss it.
Oh, God.
You don't miss the Thomas guide. That was the worst.
Compared to, like, Waze, I guess I don't.
No.
I just remember I'd have to really struggle when I would travel.
Yeah, makes sense. Right on. Thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS.
Pre-internet days, Frank. Oops.
This time I turn on your damn microphone early, and you're not there.
Listen.
You bastard.
We are not professionals.
No, that's a
fact. 95.5? I was going to say 99. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. We're talking about the pre-internet times.
Okay, this is Daniel from Chino Hills. Back in the day, in the 70s, when I wanted to learn the scores of Major League ball games, I would call the Orange County Register, ask them to hook me up to the sports department so I could get the scores instead of wait until the newspaper the next day.
That is right. I totally forgot about that huge delay in finding out sports results.
Were they cool with you doing that? Do they always hook you up and give you the info?
Oh, yeah. I was Daniel from Anaheim. They knew me by name. I called all the time.
Oh, they hated you, Daniel. They were like, who asked to talk to Daniel today?
Just wait until the internet shows up.
Man.
You don't right. call it anymore.
Thank you, Daniel.
Dude, yeah, thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, how are you doing, gentlemen?
Good, pre-internet days.
Yes, how about the Thomas Brother guide?
Yeah, I love that. That was the worst. I don't know why Sligo says he loved it.
I did, I liked it.
It was like a 50,000-page tome.
Yeah, and it was also trash. Mine was like, because I had a bug and it had a hole in the bottom, so the... Yeah, it was all wet and yucky. How good were you at with the Thomas guide?
Oh, not really all that good.
Oh, really?
You know,
damn it.
Nobody was, including Sligo, who claims he was.
How dare you, sir? Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, pre-internet.
Yeah, how about the joy of college, getting on and off a bus with a 25-pound Olivetti typewriter in my right hand and a bunch of expensive books I couldn't afford that were very heavy in my left?
Wow, that's crazy. That's a typewriter. True. Remember a typewriter?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. My niece had no idea what it was. She's like, what's that thing in grandma's closet that looks like a keyboard?
That's like at least five times more than a laptop weighs.
Yeah,
no 100%. Kidding. Oh my. And you had to go to a library to write your papers?
Yep, and the librarian was the gatekeeper back then.
They were all-knowing and all-powerful.
That's true.
They could give you the fuzzy eyeball.
I love that drink.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sligo in the afternoon. I recently had a flood in my apartment. That's fun.
Oh, yeah.
That's fun.
Yeah.
I just tell you that's fun?
How long did it take? Hold on a second. I want to hear that.
Yeah, you stop doing that.
How long did it take before you got all that dealt with? Because last I was talking to you, it was still...
It was a long time.
I mean, you had to have the walls ripped out, I would think.
Well, nobody came and helped me clean it up.
Right.
So I had to go to Target and get a mop and a bucket.
Right.
And it took about 4.5 hours to get it up off the floor.
Right.
And
what kind of damage did it do?
Oh, there's still stuff that's damaged.
Yeah.
It hasn't been taken care of.
And mold,
yet,
I would think, if you're not tearing the walls up.
Yes.
Oh, my God. That sucks.
So that's great. But when I'm done, I'm going to have a lot of crap I need to get rid of.
Yes.
Any thoughts?
Yes, I do. Actually, it's a brilliant idea I saw online not terribly long ago. This woman and her husband likes to play a game whenever they go over to someone's house. They take one of those things they want to get rid of, and they hide it in plain sight. So if it's a book, well, now, clearly, you're not going to have a book.
Well, it's not going to be ridiculous.
But like, say you have an old...
I actually do have some books, by the way, that I started reading just last year.
Really?
I probably have 20 books.
Readings for losers.
Correct. And I'm a loser.
But like, you know, say a mug or whatever, you put it where it goes. Like if there's, you know, a bookshelf at this friend's house, you just put that book you don't want anymore. Just cram
it
in.
Or if you have a mug that you don't want, where do you
put it in the cupboard?
That?
Yeah, just sort of go into the kitchen
or something.
Oh, you mean when you're walking in?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, you just you have any way you can sneak
in. So you find the mug, the place where they keep their mugs, and you put your mug in there with it as if it's supposed to be there.
Yes.
Genius.
And then see if anybody ever says anything about it. You know?
Genius.
I can't imagine, like, you're going through and, like, why did you get this book? Why do we have this book on the Karma Sutras? Like, biggest hits. Where did this come from, dear? But then, so I saw that on social media, but then one of our KLOS folk, Patrick Cosgrave, said that he does this at garage sales. He'll bring some stuff that he wants to get rid of, and he walks around with that thing, that item, for a little while, you know, walks up to the person running the garage sale and asks, how much is this?
His own thing.
Yes. And then whatever they say, doesn't matter how much the price is, he says, you know, it's not really the one I'm looking for, and puts it back, puts it down, puts it anywhere.
So he literally adds his crap to the garage sale.
Yes. And he says he's completely emptied out, like, his everything in the last couple of years that he wanted to get rid of.
I don't know that I would have the... listen, I enjoy that.
I love that idea.
I do, too.
That I love.
But how many things are you going to get rid of that way?
Yeah, he says he's gotten rid of a ton of stuff.
Really?
Yeah, you know, I mean,
it seems like a lot of work to get, because you could just throw it out. Yes, agree.
Oh, sure. Who cares about that? Yeah,
but you can just throw it out.
You don't want to give it to charity or throw it away.
That'd be ridiculous.
You want to have some fun with it.
Anybody else use it?
And you know, in that way, you're actually kind of giving to charity, because let's say someone gives them $10 for it, you've done something nice for your fellow man. But what I always wanted to ask, and I haven't asked him yet, how many people have said, "Wow, I don't even know what this is. I don't know, $10." I don't know where this came from.
I wonder if they actually admit, I assume they wouldn't admit that they don't know what it is.
I agree. I think they would just come up with a price.
I assume that it would be embarrassing, yes. So they would just go look at it and go, $5?
Just seems fun, doesn't it?
It does seem fun. All right. You and I have our weekends planned for about 3 months. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yo!
We got some tickets for the LA Kings coming up.
Ah, that's very cool. Saturday's game, right?
Correct.
Nice.
We're excited about that. That's on the way. I don't know if you've... do you go to sporting events ever?
Rarely. Sometimes. Has been a very, very long time now.
This is a GOP lawmaker, a top Republican lawmaker in Tennessee, was okay. Watching his son play. By the way, parents are the worst.
Oh, the worst.
No kidding.
The worst.
Yeah.
You're not worried about other kids. Nope. You're worried about the parents because the parents suck.
Yep.
So there's basically pretty much a melee, and State Representative Jeremy Faison, who is a Republican lawmaker in Tennessee, said that it's starting to get out of hand, and the referee made a call and then called a technical because both teams were starting to fight.
Right. Wait, so what is this? Is this like Little League or what is this?
I'm sorry, basketball.
Oh, basketball.
Basketball.
Okay.
So right. Inside a gym, yes.
Okay.
So the guy walks, it happens in the third quarter of the game. So the guy walks out and tries to help separate the teams.
Right.
I don't know why.
No, he's a congressperson.
He's right.
He knows how to handle situations.
So the referee saw a parent on the court and said,
"Like, get the hell out.
Out.
Yeah.
Kicked him out of the gym.
Good.
At which point, the guy said, "You can't tell me to leave the floor. This is your fault. Now, I'm going to read this verbatim because it's odd. Okay, so you can't tell me to leave the floor. This is your fault. This is the senator, or the, sorry, the Republican, let's see, I want to get this right, Republican lawmaker in Tennessee. It says, you can't tell me to leave the floor. This is your fault. Before suddenly bending down to tug on Pendleton's pant leg.
The ref?
Yes.
He's going to tug on his pant leg.
In a report
to
filed
try with pull his pants off?
What's in a report doing? Filed with the Tennessee Secondary School Athletic Association, Pendleton said that he had tried to, quote, pull his pants down and off.
Well, that should calm everything down. That should get everybody back into normal play mode.
In what?
Why?
In what world do you try to pants a ref?
And you're not even in the game.
As a parent of one of the kids in the game. Imagine being one of the kids in the game.
Oh, you got him. You're going to be like, oh, there's dad. Here he goes.
Dad. Why is he trying to pull the pants off another ref?
He pantses people all the time. He pants that priest that one time.
What the hell?
So this was after he told him to get off the floor?
Yes,
this was
after he'd been ejected. He pants the ref.
And he thinks everything's getting out of hand. Now, his solution was perfect.
And then they called the police. Right. And, you know, there are charges filed and everything else.
Did he pants the police?
He didn't. Not that I am aware of.
What if he had succeeded? I wonder where things would have gone.
When was the last
time
you tried to pants someone?
It's been a little while. It used to happen at the other station quite a bit. There were quite a bit of pants. Jed loved to pants folk.
But Jed, yes.
Yeah, Jed.
But you're talking about a crazy person.
Right.
Right? That we
yes.
all love, but crazy.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Crazy. This is a Republican lawmaker in Tennessee.
Not Jed the Fish.
How long has it been since you pants someone? How does that even come into your mind? How did you think, oh, maybe I should pull his pants off?
Oh, this game is getting out of hand. I know what I'll do. I'll go down there and pants the ref.
I can help. I don't understand the thought process, but I do admire it. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. We try at 3:50 and 5:50 each day,
mm-hmm.
This, or as close as we can get to that.
Right.
To do People Are Dumb.
People are dumb. A dumb dumb, Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
I don't like what he's implying by that.
He's not really implying it as much as he's just saying
it. Straight up saying it. Yeah. Singing it, no less.
In Riverside, this story comes to us. A woman got stuck trying to get into her boyfriend's home.
Climbing in a window.
I'm sorry, ex-boyfriend's home.
Ex-boyfriend.
So she tries the front door at 5 a.m.
Sure.
And it's locked. Ugh. So where does she go next?
I'm going to guess a window. Trying to open a window.
Or maybe jump a fence and go to the back door.
Sure, yeah. It's pretty easy to get into houses generally.
I would think so, too.
My own houses, of course.
I have found that as well. Of course. Yes, we both know from personal experience.
Yes.
She tried the front door and then climbed up on the roof.
Climbed up on the roof? Is there a sun window? What do you call those things in the...
Skylight. Yeah.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
You know what there was? A chimney.
What is she, Santa?
The chimney is 12 inches by 12 inches, so it's really pretty small.
She's under the impression she can fit in this thing, huh?
She climbed up onto the roof, attempted to get in through the chimney.
How wasted was she?
She couldn't fit.
Uh-huh. What a surprise.
Because the chimney was so
normal.
Small.
Right.
So she regrouped, got back on the roof.
Covered now in soot, I should imagine.
Took off all of her clothes.
Yeah!
Because I'm sure that's what was keeping her from getting down into a 12 by 12 inch
in her ex-boyfriend's house.
So now she's naked.
Great.
And she tries to go down the chimney again, and she gets wedged inside.
And someone set a fire.
Hernandez says he awoke to her cries for help.
I mean, you know, you look up the chimney, and that's what you're seeing.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine waking up to that and going, oh, it's my
ex. I know who it is.
I can't believe it. Where is she now?
She's like wandering around the house going, coming, no.
You look at the chimney and she's there. Firefighters came and helped free the woman after a 2-hour operation of cutting out a bunch of the bricks and ruining the chimney.
How?
You idiot. It's more like it because no person could fit in that kind of space.
No, of course not. Well, except Santa.
Except Santa, of course, because he's got magic.
Oh, yeah.
But they posted a bunch of pictures of breaking the fireplace open and rescuing her after 2 hours.
Naked. Right. Mm-hmm. I'm here to see. Wow, there's a lot of drunk, crazy, insane people
out. It also said Hernandez tried to help her with an extension cord. Now,
I don't think that's helping.
Would you guess that he went up on the roof and like said, I'll pull you back up?
Right. Wrap because this around your naked... soot-covered body, and
it
I'll try and pull
seem
you up.
Like that would help.
No.
Maybe he wasn't trying to help.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'd get one of them pokers, you know, like that you stir the fire up with. See if that helps.
Poker from below?
Yeah. That's wow.
That's a great idea. People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you saw this story about this woman getting fired for stealing a health bar for $2.99.
No. Wow, really?
They tried to fire her.
Right.
Went to court for three years. It was in court for 3 years.
Over $2.99.
Yes.
Wow.
And the court ruled that they couldn't fire her.
So she was an employee. She decided that she was going to give herself a super discount.
Well, I don't know that that's true for sure, but that's what the accusation was.
The accusation. Yeah. Allegedly. Yeah.
Allegedly, right.
And then they just couldn't drop it. They just couldn't let it go.
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Because it seems like it would cost a lot of money to be in court for that long.
The first 0.00008 seconds with a lawyer was more than $2.99.
Also, if I stole the health bar, I don't want to go back to that business.
Right.
To fire me for it.
Right. No.
Even if I stole it, I feel guilty.
I want to quit every job I ever have, no matter how wonderful it is, let alone something like that.
Well, that's the topic, is stupid reasons you got fired.
Ah, nice.
Stupid reasons that you got fired. I got fired from a construction job. We were scraping cement off the floor of apartment complexes.
Okay. That sounds fun.
And there were like 200 apartment complexes, and they all had the exact same floor plan.
Yeah. So after 3 days, you don't know where you are.
Right.
Yeah.
So every day we would kind of tear through and do a real half-assed job.
Sure.
Just really.
Yeah.
We were working at a solid 30%.
Right.
But we got through quickly.
Right.
And then we would go up on the second floor. We would find an empty apartment, and we would make a baseball out of duct tape.
Okay.
And then we'd pick up a 2x4.
Sure.
And we would play baseball.
Well, that's good.
Right?
Get that's a little exercise.
I thought it was good, too.
30%
exercise,
work.
Keep us in shape.
Sure. Yes.
Really, really rocking at that 30%.
Yeah. You know, so most of the cement is off the floor for the new folk that move in.
So we were diving around and hitting things. And, yeah. You know, we did break one window. But,
you know,
look
things
how
happen.
Expensive is one window at that point.
How many windows do you think you and I have broken together over the years?
That's a different topic.
Yeah.
That has
that's
to be
a lot
a different
of glass.
Topic because a lot. Myself alone, over 20 when I was a kid.
Yeah. Oh, definitely.
So yes. Hang on. Yes. Let me write that down for a future topic. All right. Yeah. So stupid
anyways,
things that you did. They got,
you got fired for.
So they found us playing baseball.
Right.
And they didn't find that entertaining.
Ah.
And they didn't care about the health of their employees.
Ah.
Right?
Right.
It was exercise.
Yeah.
So that we could do work our way up to 31% on the cement. We're trying to improve
yes,
our performance.
Yes.
But that's a job I didn't care about. And
sure.
I assume that's how most people are going to get fired from
yes.
know, for doing something stupid.
Yeah.
Is it's a job.
You didn't go and go, I will never play baseball with a duct tape baseball ever again, let alone break any windows.
No, they told us we were fired. We were like, fine.
So they walk in on you while you were
yes,
doing it? And
yes.
then everybody out.
Yep.
Yeah.
And none of us were upset.
No.
It's like, this
who cares?
Job sucks. So, listen, I don't have another job, but I'll find one.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I don't need
to
do this.
I'll find another job I can do 30% at.
Exactly. So, dumbest thing you did and got fired. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS. We're talking about you did something stupid and got fired for it.
Oh, yeah. Well, just for fired.
Yeah, you got fired for doing something stupid.
Well, I guess we weren't really doing anything stupid, but we quit.
All right. Yeah, that's not the same thing.
Nope.
But thanks for calling.
Thanks for trying. Good try. I think we should fire him.
It's not even close to I quit. No, you got fired because you were doing something stupid. That's what we want to talk about.
Yeah, and what about you? Did you get fired for doing something stupid?
So I was once fired from a temp job for drawing on fruit in the office.
Drawing on fruit?
What kind of,
yes.
Was it a store, a grocery store?
No, I was working in this, it was like a nonprofit office of a tent. And the backstory, if you understand where I'm coming from, is I was like early 20s, so bored. Like everyone was out on a work trip and I was pretty much alone in the office. And every week they would get this shipment of fruit. And I was just so bored. I had done all my work and like there's no one to talk to at all. So I basically like drew some like silly little faces on some fruit as like a kind of like a wholesome prank.
I approved that.
Yeah.
But HR did not approve of that. And so after they saw the fruit, there was like a witch hunt and they were sending like pictures of it around the office, like who did this? And then
that's awesome.
Here's some office politics. So another temp, I guess she was trying to get like a full time job there. So I thought I could trust her, so I mentioned to her that I had done it. And he actually ratted me out, and then I got fired. But I honestly hated that stuff anyway.
That's so lame. I mean, it's like...
It's not lame, it's awesome.
Smiley face on a banana is a wonderful thing.
You did the right thing.
You did. Thanks for calling 818-955-KLOS. You got fired for doing something stupid.
We are talking about the dumbest thing that you did that you got fired for.
I made a Skippy burrito.
A what burrito?
A Skippy, dog Skippy. Dog food Skippy.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
For who?
Someone kept stealing my lunch.
Ah.
So I thought I'd make a Skippy burrito, and it ended up being my boss's boss that Skippy, and I was stealing my burrito.
Wow, what a bastard! And then you got fired?
Your boss's boss was stealing your lunch, and you put dog food in a burrito, and you got fired.
Yeah, just because he wasn't happy about it.
The man is a dick. That is all there is to it.
But by the way, you rule. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's awesome that you would put dog food in it and hope somebody stole it.
I hope he ate a good chunk of it.
That's fantastic.
He did. He wasn't happy.
Good. All right on, man. And that's bogus. We hate that guy for you. Thanks for calling, man.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Thanks for taking calls on dumb things you got fired for.
Oh, I got fired for lifting a coworker's Volkswagen on a forklift and parading it all over the place. On a bond parking lot, a thrifty, and everything else. I run into people, it was 40 years ago, and I run into friends since, and that's the one thing they always remember. Do you remember when you lifted that Volkswagen?
That's awesome. Dude, thanks for calling. Thank you.
You do good work. I don't think we're encouraging people in the right way.
What else is new?
Hi there. You got fired for doing something stupid?
Yeah, I got busted doing donuts in a forklift.
Wow.
Donuts in a forklift.
What,
I like
only
it.
You had a VW on it. On the forklift, right?
It was a good time.
That's great. Yeah,
forklift. That's pretty great.
Such a thing now, too. Donuts.
So you were ahead of the curve. That's so me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
How long did you work there?
I was a terrible employee. I was only there for about like 6 or 7 months before they finally caught me doing it.
I should have mentioned mine was 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah. It was plenty of
wow.
But
you beat me.
Didn't care. No, it's not a race. Didn't care about the job at all.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Likewise.
Who cares how long it was? Yeah.
Right on. Thanks for calling. Thank you.
He got fired for doing something stupid. 818-955-KLOS. Stupid things you did that you got fired for.
Kevin Flogo, how in the hell are you?
Greetings. Good.
We are great. You got fired for doing something dumb?
Yeah, well, you know, in 1979, got hired as a busboy, mm-hmm. and I had that tray, the tray with the water and drinks on it, mm-hmm. and it was the first time I ever picked up this tray. And I went to this lady's table, and I said, well, how do you do this to myself? How do you take the glass, put it on the table without tilting the tray? Sure enough, I tried it, and all the glass all over her dress. Well, good news, it was just water. But it went, she had, like, this green dress, and oh, my God.
All right, everybody, welcome to the wet dress contest.
Yeah, next day. You're fired, dude.
Man. Can I ask a question? Why didn't you try it when there wasn't a customer right in front of you? Like, maybe a run-through.
There you go. That's
Damn it.
Okay.
Kevin, that's a good question. I mean, we don't want those. Okay. We don't think ahead. That's a good point.
All right, my bad. Well, you did the right
thing. What was the noise like as it all spilled and crashed onto the table?
I didn't hear any noise because I went blank. It was embarrassing.
Oh,
I went blank.
Wow. Right on, dude. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Yes, I got fired because I was doing the secretary/timekeeper, and she was padding my hours. And the foreman one day opened they came in an envelope, and he opened it and saw it one day, and he's going, how the hell are you getting more money than I'm getting? You know?
Because you're much better at it than he was.
Yeah. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
You signed us up, right?
Yesterday we talked about this for a long time. A wild VIP group sex party is about to invade New York City.
Hell yeah.
An exclusive sex club is set to host an 80-person bash in downtown Manhattan.
That is a lot of people having sex at the same time.
Yes.
And what does it cost to get into this thing?
Between $5,000 and $50,000.
Wow.
Yeah. It's an ultra VIP sex-filled soiree.
A soiree, no less.
Is what I hear, yes.
Damn.
And to get in, mm-hmm. you have to apply.
Right.
So I sent in our application, good. And now we're about to do our follow-up interview, because they have to interview you.
Are we going to do the interview now?
Yes.
Oh, man.
What? They
I
have
really
to
feel like I'm ready.
They have to interview you to make sure that you're hot enough to join.
Dude, it's a given that I'm hot enough. There's no doubt about it.
Right. So we have a spokesperson, I think the person who's going to interview us, from Sanctum on the Heineken 00 hotline. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Panzer.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Panzer. Like Panzer, only Panzer.
So your name is Panther. Okay.
No, it's Panther. It's spelled P A umlaut reverse N 7 pi E R symbol for Scorpio.
Okay.
Kevin, don't blow this for this. I really want to get into this.
I love the name.
That's a beautiful name, sir.
I'm happy with it.
I'm glad to make your acquaintance.
What kind of things do you need to know about us, sir?
Well, we need to fill out the rest of your application to make sure you are worthy enough to join Sanctum.
Okay.
SNCTM.
That's correct.
That's how
yes.
we spell it, because it's exclusive. First of all, you didn't put your height down. We need to be over 5'8 in order to join Sanctum.
Woo! 5'11! I'm good.
6'2.
Damn, dude.
Oh, too tall.
What? Wait. You said above 5'.
You're both too tall.
Both
of us?
We have low ceilings.
All right. What are the other...
Regarding your physical attributes, yes. would you consider yourself Vienna sausage, park ball Frank, or Polish kielbasa?
All three combined?
Tripod?
Yes!
You didn't give tripod as one of the answers, though.
Well, if you have three of the things, that makes you tripod.
Okay, then yeah, that's both of us.
That's you two.
Unacceptable. Unacceptable.
What do you mean unacceptable?
We're all out of three-way condoms. You must have a college degree to be part of Sanctum.
Okay.
Can I have a high school diploma? GED?
GED?
Why are you being so judgmental? Dead. What?
That spells dead.
Dead.
It's his high school diploma.
All right. Acceptable with dead.
Okay. Woo! All right. I graduated.
You have college... Right.
I graduated with a degree in English.
No. I've listened to the show. You cannot fool with me.
Yeah, don't lie to him.
How is your personal hygiene? Are you cleanly?
Yes.
Yeah, Kevin rarely smells. It's true.
After a workout, would you say you smell like A, chlorine, or B, a quart of potato salad left in a hot porta potty for a week?
Oh, gross.
Definitely B.
But what if we shower right after?
Yeah, yeah. Before, dude. Please, before.
Oh, right after the workout.
Oh, I thought you meant before the sex. Sorry, okay.
No, I'm confused. When are you washing?
Rarely.
We shower right after we work out.
Yes, so we don't smell like these
so
things.
So we get rid of
before the sexing?
Yes. Yes.
That's acceptable. Okay. All right, lastly, I'm thinking of number between 1 and 10. Go.
6.
7.
No, 39. I'm sorry.
Oh. You said between 1 and 10.
You must think outside the box. This is Sanctum.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't pay much attention to the whatever it is day.
No, yeah, man. That is every day now is a day.
Yes.
Like 7 of them.
Correct, yes.
Yeah.
Today, however, is 7 great ways to know your customer.
And that's important.
Get to know your customers.
I think that's very important for all of us.
Number one.
Yeah.
Talk to them.
Wow.
Number two, create a customer profile.
Oh, yeah. Start profiling them. Yeah, yeah. Like.
So here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk to you at 818-955-KLOS.
Yeah, we want to find out about you. What's your deal?
And we're going to start with somebody who tweets us all the time. A lot of the stories that we use, we end up using because of Tim, who's on the line. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tim.
Hey, Slavo and Kevin. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Good. Thanks for your constant tweetage of ideas to do on this little show, Graham.
Hey, you're welcome.
Because we're pretty lazy. We don't want to come up with our own stuff. So.
It's National Appreciate Your Customer Day, so we'd like to ask you a few questions so that we get to know you better.
Sure.
Have you ever been arrested?
Yes.
Yes. You have? Oh, nice.
For what?
Yeah.
Public intoxication.
Well, see, now that's why it's perfect. This is why the material you come up with to send to KLOS is perfect for us.
Also, I think that's probably going to be a pretty typical answer.
Yeah, I don't think there's very many KLOS listeners.
Who? Do you have a girlfriend or spouse? Or boyfriend?
No.
Would you like one for $1.95 or less a month?
How many times have you had sex this week?
No, I've been too busy working.
Oh,
that's a bummer.
We gotta go. Thanks. Bye, Tim.
What's your favorite movie of all time?
It would have to be Hangover.
The Hangover.
The Hangover.
Really?
Good. Right.
For comedy purposes, The Hangover.
That's a good one. I like that one.
Wait, so what about the movie that touches you?
Ooh.
I didn't say the uncle that touches
movies.
Oh, good.
You don't see him?
All right, okay. Well, good.
Excellent. Have you ever been fired?
Yes, I have.
Yes. For what? Public intoxication?
I wish that was the answer, but nope.
What was it? What'd you do?
I was about to start PT on my hand, physical therapy.
Mm-hmm.
And they let me go on the 16th because I was out earlier in the year.
Because what?
For the same reason.
I don't even understand that.
So they just didn't feel like letting you heal up. They just wanted you, the man, correct, wanted you to keep working or get the hell out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you make candles by chance? Do you have to stay there even if there's a tornado coming your way?
Nope, okay. Not like that.
Yeah, well, good.
It's a lot of typing and numbers. So,
right.
A lot of masturbation.
You don't make those kind of movies anymore, do you, Tim? So we're getting to know our customer, Tim.
Right, that's what we're doing.
And we want to hear from you.
Because it's National Appreciate Your Customer Day.
Yeah, 818-955-KLOS.
You, the listener to this show, are our customer.
Man, what are you thinking? That would be my first question. What are you thinking?
We didn't ask Tim that. What are you thinking, Tim?
Why are you listening to this damn show?
Because I've listened to you guys for over 20 years.
Nice.
All right.
And
all right.
You guys are a staple to Los Angeles.
Thank
on
you.
Airwaves.
And also, apparently, then our subliminal messages have worked and you're locked in. And you can't tune out. Yeah, that's
correct.
Good.
Correct. Final question. Were you your parents' favorite kid?
No, it was my brother.
Oh. Let's call your parents now. What's their phone number?
We're going to have to hang up. Thank you, Tim.
Oh, yeah, no, thanks, dude.
Guys.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You guys have a great weekend.
Thank you.
You too, man.
All right. Bye now.
All right. Peace out, guys.
Bye. All right. 818-955-KLOS. We need to talk to you to get to know our customers.
We need to get to know our customers. We might ask you things like, where do you keep the cash in your house?
Sure.
And what's your PIN and your bank routing number? But please answer those questions
you
truthfully.
You have to answer them truthfully. Yes. Correctly.
For this to work.
And it's Get to Know Your Customer Day.
Oh, nice.
So we're doing that here on KLOS.
Getting to know you!
Hello, who's this?
This is Customer Rick calling.
Hi, Customer Rick.
Welcome to it.
Thank you for patronizing our radio station.
Yeah, thank you for shopping with us today.
No problem. I've been listening to both of you for years, ever since the other place.
Thank you.
Nice. You know, your call is very important to us.
Of course it is. It's me.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. How much money do you make a year?
About $150,000.
Nice!
Okay, you're just getting right into it.
Nice!
Kevin wants to know the facts.
Who's your celebrity crush?
That's a good one.
Ooh. It used to be Demi Moore back when she was hot, but...
back when you were hot as well.
Ow!
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Probably about 500.
500.
Oh, nice. Okay. You're Jill Sabule.
I'm a pig.
when were you drunk last?
Night before last.
Okay. When were you high last?
Night before last.
Yes!
That's a hell of a night.
That is.
All right. Thank you for calling. We appreciate it.
Yeah, dude. Thank you very much. And listening all this time, what are you thinking? We want to get to know our customers. Call us and answer a bunch of questions. 818-955-KLOS.
We're trying something we've never done before. We're celebrating Get to Know Your Customer Day.
Yeah, we usually ignore whatever day it is.
Yeah, because I hate them.
Oh, Flowers Day.
But in this particular case, those of you that listen to this radio station, we want to get to know you.
Yeah.
So which customer is this?
Hi, this is Monique. I'm ready to be grilled.
Hi, Customer Monique.
All right, we'll throw you on the shrimp, the Barbie, or whatever. I don't know those.
How long have you been listening to us? Since 1994?
Yes.
Hey, how'd you know that?
It was just a guess.
Wow.
It's just a guess.
He's psychic. Look out. He's looking into your soul.
Have you ever been arrested?
No.
How many times have you had sex this week?
Oh, my gosh.
Answer truthfully.
Okay, truthfully?
Yes.
Let me see what today is.
Wow. Today's nice. Thursday.
I like that.
I do
having
too.
To really figure it out.
On Monday, actually, yes.
Okay.
With my husband. So.
One.
With your husband. Have you ever kissed a girl?
Yes. A long time ago.
And was it?
Yes. Follow-up questions, please. We're just going to stick into the subject now.
What were the details of that?
Well, we were drunk. We were at a party.
Wait a minute. Does your husband know about this? Maybe we shouldn't go any further. This is on the radio.
No, I think he does.
Like, oh, okay.
I'm pretty honest.
Well, he's certainly going to talk to you about it tonight. That's right. Damn sure.
One last question. When was the last time you puked?
Oh, let me see. Probably a couple months ago when I got drunk. A
couple months. All right.
Right on. All right. Well, thank you, Monique.
Thank you for your patronage.
Yeah. Thanks for, always being there for us.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi there. Who's this?
My name is Ashlyn.
Ashlyn, customer Ashlyn.
Yeah,
thank you
welcome.
For calling.
Yeah, do you see my name tag? I am Doug, and that guy, I can't read your name tag.
Kevin?
It's upside down.
It's Kevin.
Oh, Kevin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Nice to meet you, Kevin.
Are you married?
I am not.
Okay, let's see. Who's the dumbest member of your family?
Oh, probably me.
Oh, good answer. That is the political answer.
That is really...
Are you a politician?
No.
All right. Okay. Final question, and this one matters the most. This one is most weighted. This is 50%.
That's for 69 points.
A cat or dog?
Oh, dog.
Right, dog, good. Kevin, right. you slid in with Kevin on that one.
I was really ready to tell you to go right to hell. But I didn't have to.
What if they say parrot? Then what happens?
Mm.
All right. Thanks for calling, and thank you for being our customer.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, thank you. Which customer is this?
Customer David.
Customer David.
David!
Have you ever been fired, David?
Actually, the very first time was a year ago.
Wow.
Wow. Is it because of the pandemic?
Kind of.
So, no. Okay. Have you ever been arrested?
Oh, of course.
For what? Murder?
Are you calling from the state pen?
No.
Well, we got to go then.
Stupid stuff when I was younger.
Sure.
When was the last time you showered?
This morning.
You know, I'm wondering, in getting to know you a day, your customer day, how many people are being asked that particular question out there? Like Dunkin' Donuts asking, hey, when was the last time you showered, buddy?
It's an important question. All right. When were you high last?
last night.
Yay!
Nicely done. Thank you for being our customer.
Yes, and thank you for being high last night.
You know what?
818-955-KLOS. We have to get to know you. It's federal law, so call and answer our questions now.
Watch out. Love bites.
There's a few songs that everybody has to talk back to. That's yours. I've noticed that every time we play that.
I don't know why.
Yeah, it's just one of those, you have to do it.
It's Get to Know Your Customer Day.
Get to know your customer.
So that's what we're doing now by going to the phones. KLOS, who's this?
Hi, this is Steve again. I have an additional comment regarding my earlier call. You asked me about my children.
Yeah, we didn't really care.
My favorite one.
Right.
The reason I picked my daughter is because I brought up all my children on KLOS.
Are you are you already in trouble?
Yeah, I was going to say, someone's already called him. Dad!
We were listening to the radio, KLOS, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man came on.
Right.
And she sings, I am Iron Maiden.
Well, that's two great bands that taste great together.
And that's why she's your favorite and you hate the other two?
That's funny. Despise them out of measure. Well, thanks for calling and clearing that up. Thanks,
for calling back. KLOS, which customer is this, please?
This is Bernie coming. I'm driving home from work on Beverly Glen.
Bernie, have you ever been arrested?
Hell yeah. Man, I got eight prison terms. You ever been in prison in California?
What?
So I'm a good construction worker now.
Did you say you've been in every prison in California?
Damn near.
Well, here's our favorite customer.
Wow.
We got a few odd jobs for you to do, actually.
Everybody knows me. I'm from the San Fernando Valley. My name is Bernie. I'm from Canoga Park.
Right on, Bernie. All right.
Everybody knows me.
Well, we got a list of stuff we need taken care of.
So. Dog or cat?
Oh, dog.
No, good. Right, were you your favorite parent? Were you your parents' favorite kid?
Hell no.
All right. Honesty.
Right on, Bernie.
I love it.
Dude, thanks for calling,
Thank you, Bernie.
Thank you very much.
KLOS, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi, what customer is this?
This is Dave.
Dave, we're celebrating Get to Know Your Customer Day.
Oh!
I know, I heard. That's cool. This is-
are you married?
I am happily married, yeah. Right.
Who are you most attracted to other than your spouse?
Oh, she's not listening. Most attractive to, can I say her full name? On the
No, just first name.
I mean, no, yeah.
Just first name.
Okay, Heidi.
Heidi.
Oh.
Of Heidi and Frank? Who's the dumbest member of your family?
Dumbest member? Oh, my gosh. My sister.
When were you high last?
Delusional. Dumb as a freaking rocket. I love her to death.
When were you high last?
you know what? I don't get high. I have a couple beers here and there.
Yeah.
We're going to have to let you go.
818-955-KLOS. Answer our questions. Win
nothing. 95.5 KLOS. Let the door shut. That's
right at the end of the piano concerto in FU minor. That's unbelievable. Opus 69.
It is National Get to Know Your Customers Day, and so we are doing that here on KLOS. Which customer is this?
This is Sean.
Sean, have you ever been arrested?
No, I haven't.
How many times have you been married?
Only once.
Where do you keep the cash in your house?
One more time?
Where do you keep the cash in your house?
Oh, man, back closet.
But, do you have a big dog?
I don't have two cats.
Oh. When are you least likely to be home?
We're actually making progress with this call.
Trace this call.
We're making plans.
Further questions from Kevin now.
How many days in a row do you wear the same pair of underwear?
Two.
Okay.
Two, okay.
What band are you most embarrassed about liking?
Oh, good question.
Nickelback.
We're going to have to let you go.
I'm sorry. Thanks for calling. Never call again.
KLOS, hello.
Hi.
Hi, you don't like Nickelback, do you?
No, hell no.
Okay, who's this?
Bree.
Bree, thank you for being our customer. Have you ever been arrested?
Yes, I have.
For what?
For selling weed in the eighth grade. I'm a teacher, so make up for it.
You're a teacher now.
Yes.
Look at you.
Wow.
Who's the dumbest member of your family?
Definitely my little sister.
You know, I was thinking the same thing.
When was the last time you puked?
Last week.
Have you ever kissed a stranger at a concert?
No, never. Ew.
Ew. That's a good answer.
Yeah, I like that.
Have you ever kissed a girl?
Yes.
And?
Yeah.
Right? Right.
I think we've all had those drunk college days with our close friends.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Is there any video? Does video still exist?
No, thank God. No video.
It's too bad. All right. Well, thank you for being our
customer.
Yeah,
thanks for being
our customer.
Come back anytime. We're open from 8 to 5 or something. You too.
You too.
Okay, bye.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi, which customer is this?
This is Dan.
Dan, you've been arrested. I'm not even going to ask.
Which state?
Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I thought. Mm-hmm. Were you your parents' least favorite child?
No, actually, they tell me I am the favorite.
Wow. Of course, there's only you.
There's only one? Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I got two brothers and two sisters.
Do they know that you are their favorite?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, no.
Wow.
What band are you most embarrassed about liking?
Nickelback.
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 What the Thank you for participating in our survey in the last hour.
Yeah, we learned a lot about the customers of KLOS.
This is very nice.
And specifically where they hide money in their house.
Yeah, that guy was nice to tell us all of that information. Yeah. And he only has two cats.
So, no problem.
You know, we always talk about teachers and nurses and other people who really make society work.
Actually done something with their life, helped people out.
Yes.
Yeah.
And are to be
commended.
Yes, exactly. Thanked, exactly.
Yeah, appreciated.
However.
Yeah. However.
There are some bad teachers.
Sure, of course.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is one of them. There's a teacher from Connecticut who was arrested because she left her two children.
Oh, no.
Under the age of 12 at home while she went to Florida with her boyfriend on vacation.
Off she went. She went on vacation.
Yep.
Headed down to Florida.
Listen to this.
You kids stay home.
A Waterbury teacher and mother of two 36-year-old Carrie Lynn Kaviaska under arrest over the weekend. She allegedly left her two young children home alone while she vacationed in Florida with her boyfriend.
Of course it was Florida.
Of course it was. Even people that go to Florida cause trouble.
It happened just before the Thanksgiving holiday. The children missed a day of school.
Did they have popcorn? Do they do like a peanuts thing? Because they were baked. Charlie Brown seemed to be on his own. He was making popcorn and toast.
They will answer that question.
Oh, okay. Right.
It's the children's father who raised the red flag to police. He told police he was trying to contact the kids but had no luck. According to the arrest warrant, the father found more than a dozen text messages between Carrie and the children, who are both under 12 years old. Some text messages saying this: "Hi, Mom. What are we going to have for dinner?"
All right, stop it. All right. So what are we going to have for dinner?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I want your guess as to what Mom, who left them alone in Connecticut and went with her boyfriend to Florida
over Thanksgiving,
texted back to say what to eat.
Toast.
Close.
Trying to think something the kids would be able to make.
Carrie responded saying, "Just eat candy."
Oh, man. Just eat candy.
Just find some candy.
You rotten little bastards. Just have all the candy you want.
Why wasn't that my mom?
Yet another one from Greta Van Fleet. That is Built by Nations on KLOS.
A top floor tenant, neighbor from hell. John Cameron, fourth floor.
Yeah.
Claimed he was scared of flushing his toilet.
Oh, no.
And was choosing to...
not.
What? Fill in the blank.
I would assume not flush it until it totally filled up and was all over the floor and down the walls and...
Right, worse.
Yeah. Okay. In the bathtub. Decided to fill up
worse.
The bathtub. Oh, man. In the kitchen. On the floor.
Worse.
Oh, man. I give up. What did he do?
He threw a mountain of soiled toilet paper out of his window.
Ah!
Onto the street where there were people.
Ah!
How do you get to that point?
Wait, so he can use it for number one and number two, but not for the cleaning up thereafter?
Correct.
That's ridiculous.
Correct. So it says he threw a, quote, mountain of toilet paper out his window.
Oh.
The sheriff was told that the specialist equipment that they had to clean it up cost $3,000.
Well, it deserves to. Charge him.
One of the police officers said at 4:30, police observed him throwing three white items out of his window onto the street below.
Whitish.
What?
Some
not
white.
Fully white.
Yeah. It was white.
Due to the time of night, several members of the public were walking directly below.
Oh, man, that is a neighbor from hell.
And there was a near constant stream of traffic on the road.
Oh. Get someone killed doing that, like running from what's landing.
It said he tells me that issues with his toilet was prone to flooding, so that's why he decided to do it. But what there are other ways of handling that.
Yeah.
Yes, correct.
Gotta get it fixed.
One of the neighbors said very clearly he's not suffering from any mental disorder, which would have been my first thought.
I severely disagree. He clearly is.
The explanation that was given was that his toilet was blocked.
Nope.
He realized that there had been pedestrians walking in the street, and it would have been particularly unpleasant if some had landed on anybody.
Unless they're into that sort of thing.
And then neighbors told police they'd seen him doing the same thing at his flat for more than 12 months before.
Oh, come on, man. So, maybe, let me ask you a question. Is there any possibility he's from Switzerland? Because here's a weird thing for you. In Switzerland, I don't know if it's changed. I was there in the 90s out in the middle of nowhere. It's beautiful. But my friend who picked me up at the train station asked, did you notice you're not allowed to use the bathroom on the train while it's in motion? I'm like, yeah.
Why?
When it comes, because it doesn't flush anywhere. There's no tank or anything.
Oh,
when you use the bathroom on the train in Switzerland,
it just stays there? It
goes out onto the track.
Oh.
It goes outside. It just drops out. And she goes, yeah, if you look carefully around the railroad track,
no.
You'll see toilet paper.
No.
And what have you. In Switzerland.
No.
You're in the most beautiful, pristine place in the world, but they can't bother with having a tank for the toilets. On
that
the train.
Is unpleasant.
So
at
when
best.
You get into the station, you can't because it'll just be pouring out there at the station. And isn't that insane?
I don't love it.
So I'm guessing that guy might have been Swiss.
That's possible.
He
was
like,
in Scotland, but.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's really close.
Not good.
Bob Dylan played his first major solo concert at Town Hall in New York City on this day in rock in 1963. He played 24 songs, including A Hard Rain's A Gonna Fall, Highway 51, and Last Thoughts on Woody Guthrie. Stevie Wonder ate up 7 minutes of Sesame Street time on this day in rock in 1973 when he played a live version of Superstition. Grover was groovin'. Rush were so inspired and blown away by their visit to Kennedy Space Center, witnessing the very first space shuttle launch on this day in rock in 1981, and it led to their song, Countdown.